سے سب یہاں لے لیجئے کرسی یہاں لے یوسف جب جزاک اللہ السلام یہاں ٹھیک ہے کسی کو پیچھے جو بیٹھے ہیں ان کے لیے تو آپ خیریت السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also sisters listening at the madrasa and overseas. Once again, this is a majlis of zikr where we have sometimes Naat Sharif, some nasihats, zikrullah and dua. So therefore, we should not be expecting a lengthy bayan on any subject in these majalis. It is to light up the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts that we recite these Naat Sharifs. Once the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come in the hearts, then as I have been repeatedly mentioning, then it will become very easy to make amal on all the things that Allah and His Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam have ordered. If a child loves his the parents, then he will never do anything, or she is not going to do anything that is displeasing to them, annoying to them, irritating, agitating, aggravating, whatever words you want to use. They are not going to do such things because they love the parents. Therefore, accidentally, if they hurt the feelings of the parents, they will cry. They will hold the feet of the parents and say, please make me maaf. I have caused you hurt, injury, pain. Because of that love. So mistakes can happen. The child can make a mistake. But that child who becomes arrogant, stubborn and says that I don't care. What am I short of? What do I not have in my life? I have a car, I have a home, I'm working, I've got a good job or I've got good income. So why do I care about you? So will those parents have any kind of love for that child? So it is love which makes a person do things easily. And this is what we are lacking in our lives. We have lots of knowledge, we have lots of things in our lives, but we don't have this love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if we have, then it is on our lips. Because it must be seen in the actions of a person. If a person is making loud and bold claims of love for someone, but all the actions and all the things that the person does clearly indicate that there's nothing but jealousy, enmity, hatred. So then how can you accept the bold claims and the loud words? Nobody will accept that. So like that, alhamdulillah, to some extent we have got some love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise we would not have even gathering for such kind of programs. people would not have been going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. People would not have been going to the khanqahs and the mashayikh. People would not have been going to the madaris and the masajid. And they would not have been engaged in publications and organizations. That shows that there is some love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is a ni'mat. We must not show any kind of disregard for that great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We must show great appreciation, make plenty of shukr that at least there's some love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even though there may be great deficiency and great weakness. So as far as the deficiency and weakness is concerned, then we must try and make an improvement. So we don't say disregard it. We don't say that we must not show appreciation. But at the same time, must not remain satisfied. Nobody remains satisfied with something in his life in which there's great amount of deficiency. Every person's desire is to attain the maximum. People are taking part in different kinds of sports. What do they want? They want gold medals. Or they want to reach the goal. They want to win the game. Everybody wants to be right in front. So when it comes to deen, then why do we want to remain right behind? Because all the other things are not going to bring sukoon in our lives, they're going to bring restlessness. It is only this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala which is going to bring sukoon. History has proven, great Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, the tabi'een, tabi'een, awliya of the ummah, mashayikh, how did they find sukoon and peace in their lives? Look at the kinds of tests and trials they underwent. But not one wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala committed suicide. Not one. Did any sahabi commit suicide? We're talking about a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We're not talking about those people who may have just accepted Islam. And they were munafiqs even in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We're talking about any sahabi, any tabi, taba tabi, any great wali of Allah Ta'ala. And the most amount of tests comes on them. Greatest amount of tests comes on them. Now Allah Ta'ala doesn't even test us. But in spite of all those tests, did anybody say, I'm sick and tired now, na'uzu billah. How long am I going to remain in this path of Allah Ta'ala? How long am I going to keep on making dua to Allah Ta'ala? He hasn't seemed to be listening to me. He hasn't come to my assistance, na'uzu billah. Therefore, let me take my life. You won't find one. And as far as people with plentiful, then you will find plentiful of cases who have taken their lives. So it shows that it is not how much you have that brings peace of mind. As far as material things are concerned, it is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. If it comes through halal earnings, then I have repeatedly said that we are not saying that it is haram to make use of it. Make use of it. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Make shukr. Increase the ibadat, zikr, tilawat. Increase the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Use it correctly. That person can be a waliullah even in the palace, if he's a king. All we are saying is that when the wealth comes and makes us forget the giver of that ni'mat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he distances us from him, and we realize also that we are distancing ourselves. Every person, every morning when he looks into the mirror, he can see. We may not be able to look into the hearts of people, but we can look into our own hearts. That mirror shows our faces. And when we are looking there at ourselves, we can look into our own hearts. If you understand what I am saying. That when the person is standing in front of the mirror, what does the mirror do? It shows your reflection. But when we are looking at our faces there in that mirror, then we can look at our heart also in that mirror. Because the person that's in front of the mirror is ourself. And we are looking there. So we can look directly into that heart, because that heart is a reflection of our own heart. And who does not know his own heart? Who does not know his own sins? Who does not know his own actions and deeds in the privacy of hotel rooms and in the privacy of his own home and in the privacy of his office? when he's alone with his secretary, who does not know? Who does not know what he's thinking of? What kind of fantasizing is going on in that heart? What kind of haram has encircled and engulfed that heart? What kind of thoughts are coming into that heart? When we are standing in front of the mirror, then we can see. In other words, we are standing in front of the mirror, but we can see into our own hearts. And that is the heart which is reflected there, although it may be clothed in garments. So we know our own condition. So therefore what I am saying is that to get sukoon, to get peace, to get tranquility, it is not how much we have or how much we don't have. It is how much of connection we have with our Allah Ta'ala and with His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is how much we will have sukoon in our lives. Otherwise, believe me, we can go on trying and trying and trying. We are not going to find it. Once again, that example which I have given 120 times, that a person lost something, some coin of his, gold coin, he lost it in the house because there was load shedding, so in the darkness now he can't find the gold coin. So he went outside by the lamp post where there was bright light and he started searching around there. So somebody asked him, "What are you searching for?" Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah, somebody asked him, "What are you searching for?" He said, "I lost a coin." He said, "Where did you lose it?" He said, "Because of this Itegwini municipality load shedding, so I lost it in the darkness of my room." He said, "Why are you searching for it outside then?" He said, "Because there's bright light here." "So where did you lose it?" "Inside the house." Now will that stupid ever find it outside under the bright light? So like that, we are searching for sukoon under the bright lights of the discos and cinemas and theatres and gambling dens and nightclubs and all the porn sites on the internet and everywhere else, wherever we find some kind of glitter and glamour and those beautiful faces which are haram for us to see of. I'm not talking about one's wife and one's mother or one's sister. I'm talking about those women who are haram, no matter how beautiful their faces. So we are searching for that peace and happiness and sukoon in all those places. So we can go on searching, we'll never find it till Qiyamah Day. We will have to come back to the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have Mulana Mustafa Kamil here. Ek mukhtasar Naat Sharif ya kuch suna dijiye. Phir chalenge aage. So it's getting hot, then put something on.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Heck also put something on.
Naat Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Nabiina Muhammad wa alihi wa sallam. Arsh o kursi se bala hai baam aap ka. Arsh o kursi se bala hai baam aap ka. Aage Allah hi jaane muqam aap ka. Arsh o kursi se bala hai baam aap ka. Arsh o kursi se bala hai baam aap ka. Aage Allah hi jaane muqam aap ka. Aapke saath Siddiq o Farooq hain. Aapke saath Siddiq o Farooq hain. Wo hai jannat jahan hai qiyam aapka. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مجھ سے کیا ہو بیان عظمت آپ کی، مجھ سے کیا ہو بیان عظمت آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہے شہرت آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہے عزت آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہے عزت آپ کی، دونوں عالم میں ہے احترام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، آپ ہے زینت بزم میں کونو مکان، آپ ہے زینت بزم میں کونو مکان، آپ ہے رونق محفل کن فکان، فرش سے عرش تک، فرش سے عرش تک، شرق سے غرب تک نور پھیلا ہوا ہے تمام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، ناز کرتا ہوں اپنے مقدر پہ میں، ناز کرتا ہوں اپنے مقدر پہ میں، آپ آقا میرے میں غلام آپ کا، آپ آقا میرے میں غلام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، آپ جیسا کوئی دو جہاں میں نہیں، آپ جیسا کوئی دو جہاں میں نہیں، اس زمین میں نہیں آسمان میں نہیں، حسن صورت عجب، حسن سیرت عجب، حسن صورت عجب، حسن سیرت عجب، پھر عجب اس پہ حسن کلام آپ کا، پھر عجب اس پہ حسن کلام آپ کا، ہر نمازی کی ہے تحیات میں، ہر نمازی کی ہے تحیات میں، آپ کا تذکرہ بعد ذکر خدا، ہر مؤذن کی میں نے اذان میں سنا، ہر مؤذن کی میں نے اذان میں سنا، ایک ہے اللہ کا نام، ایک ہے نام آپ کا، ہر مؤذن کی میں نے اذان میں سنا، ایک ہے اللہ کا نام، ایک ہے نام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، روزہ پاک پر گو کئی مرتبہ، روزہ پاک پر گو کئی مرتبہ، حاضری کا شرف ہے مجھے مل چکا، بار آبی کو دل پھر سے بے چین ہے، بار آبی کو دل پھر سے بے چین ہے، جانے کب آئے گا اب پیام آپ کا، جانے کب آئے گا اب پیام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، کیوں میں دیکھوں کسی اور منشور کو، کیوں میں دیکھوں کسی اور منشور کو، کیوں میں مانوں کسی اور دستور کو، سب کتابوں سے افضل کتاب آپ کی، سب کتابوں سے افضل کتاب آپ کی، سب نظاموں سے افضل نظام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، گرچہ سلمان ہے عاصی و پر خطا، گرچہ سلمان ہے عاصی و پر خطا، شب مگر ایک عجب معجزہ ہو گیا، خواب میں روح انور نظر آ گیا، خواب میں روح انور نظر آ گیا، سو گیا لیتے لیتے جو نام آپ کا، خواب میں روح انور نظر آ گیا، سو گیا لیتے لیتے جو نام آپ کا، عرش و کرسی سے بالا ہے بام آپ کا، آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا، آپ کے ساتھ صدیق و فاروق ہیں، وہ ہے جنت جہاں ہے قیام آپ کا،
انشاءاللہ we'll get Maulana to read this one. This beautiful Nachri that he recited one of the other nights and give you a translation and a meaning. اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ، کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ، اللہ 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 illallah, 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 illallah. Sujhe mujhko dono jahan mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu. Sujhe mujhko dono jahan mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu. Sujhe mujhko kono makaan mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu. Sujhe mujhko qalib jahan mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu. Sujhe mujhko qalib jahan mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu. Sujhe mujhko sood riya mein tu hi tu bas tu hi tu. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah. Aisa sama ja meri nazar mein jalwa tera dekho har su. Aisa sama ja meri nazar mein jalwa tera dekho har su. Ghaibat dambar ko bhi na ho har waqt rahun roodar. Mere liye bazaar jahan ho sarbasar ek maidan ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu illallah, 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 illallahu illallah. Zarra zarra qatra qatra ratbo yabis bahro bar. Zarra zarra qatra qatra ratbo yabis bahro bar. Nuro naro ojo pasti kufro ima khairo shar. Ek zuba ho kar ye sab, sab dete hain teri khabar. Tere aage hai chahe har shay, tu hi sab se bartar. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laakh ho manzar pesh nigaah. illallah, 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 illallah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو, اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل. درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر. اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hawa-o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے۔ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین، یا ارحم الراحمین، یا اکرم الاکرمین، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، مائی رحیم اللہ، مائی کریم اللہ، موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ، موسٹ لونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ، موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، ستار العیوب وغفار الذنوب اللہ۔ We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. My Allah, you could have destroyed us the moment we committed sins. You could have brought embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation upon us. How loving you are, how tolerant you are. How forgiving, how compassionate, how merciful you are. You gave us another opportunity of making tawbah. You gave us another opportunity of turning towards you. My beloved Allah, you dearly love those who seek forgiveness for their sins. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. We are acknowledging every sin that we have committed. How can we justify any of our sins before you, my Allah? You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Every action and every deed of ours was before you, my Allah. My beloved Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul af. Fa'afu anna. You love forgiveness, my beloved Allah, so forgive us. This very moment you are watching us. You are listening to us. We haven't raised our hands before some idol that cannot see us. My beloved Allah, we haven't raised our hands before some deity that cannot help us in any way. We have raised our hands before you. We have recognized you as our Malik, our Khaliq. All seeing, all hearing, all knowing Allah, in whose power and control the universe and everything that is created lies. My beloved Allah, everything is in your control. We recognize that everything is in your control. Your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited, my beloved Allah. We are therefore turning towards you for forgiveness of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, in this majlis of zikr, we are extending our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, gande hai, napak, nalayak. Lekin mere Allah, we are your slaves, where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap. Who else can we turn to besides you for forgiveness? My beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness. Don't reject us, my Allah. Don't reject us. For there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our life, barakat in our time. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Bless them with ilm-e-deen, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices, bring them back onto Surat-e-Mustaqim. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai, Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. People ask different things of you, my Allah. But we are seeking you from you. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Come into our lives, come into our hearts. My beloved Allah, remove the darkness from our hearts, the darkness of sins, the darkness of evil, the darkness of jealousy, the darkness of pride, the darkness, my beloved Allah, of envy, the darkness, my beloved Allah, of greed, of anger. Remove the darkness of sins from our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, my beloved Allah. Give us the hearts that you give to your friends and to your walis, my Allah. We know that we are not deserving wilayat, but what is it that we are deserving of? You have blessed us with iman, with Islam, without us deserving. Ya Allah, make us your walis. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pada. My beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind, my Allah. Clean and purify our hearts. Bless us with the sweetness of iman in our hearts. Bless us with such ta'alluq and such muhabbat of yours, my Allah. That nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ey vere Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us who are sick and ailing. We all are sick and ailing, my Allah. From spiritual ailments and from physical ailments. Whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Sehat-e tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, nasib farma. My beloved Allah, don't test us, don't test us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Bless us with rahmat, mercy and forgiveness in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Protect us, my beloved Allah, from all the fitnas that are lashing from all sides. The storms of fitnas from our right and our left, from in front of us and behind us. My beloved Allah, which direction do we turn? Fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Oh, my beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness and with your power of jazb, protect each and every one of us. Make us yours with your power of jazb. Pull us towards you, my Allah. Don't let nafs and shaitan pull us towards them. Hey, mere Allah, hame apna bana le. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have given children, make them nek, salih. Make them the coolness of the eyes and sadqa jariya of the parents. Give the parents the himmat, the quwwat, the tawfiq of throwing out of their homes and lives those things which are causing such corruption to the morals of our children. My beloved Allah, we are destroying the lives of our children with those TVs and movies. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the himmat to realize that we are digging our own graves. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen, with your muhabbat. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the trials, the tests of the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam around the globe, my Allah. So many people have been arrested, my beloved Allah, without any justification, without any cause. The harassment that they are suffering in the prisons, my beloved Allah, have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon them. Ya Allah, create the conditions of their release, whichever prisons they may be in. My beloved Allah, create the conditions for their release. Protect them from the fitnas and from the oppression and of the tyranny of the zalims, my Allah. Ya Allah, un zalimu ko hidayat de, unko iman de, unko Islam de. But if they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will continue with tyranny, with oppression, with suppression, then my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and the Thamud. Hey, mere Allah, remove them from the surface of this earth. Cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink. Cause division amongst their ranks. Ey mere Allah, unko zaleel aur ruswa kar de. Mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. This is the ummah in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, America, Europe, Africa, Australia, in all continents of the world, my beloved Allah. Ha, mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Who else can we turn towards besides you, my Allah? We are seeking from you, my beloved Allah, to change the conditions is in your hands. Halat ko badal de, mere Allah. Musalmanon ke gham aur takleef aur pareshaniyon ko rahat se badal de. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We have to die. We have to leave this world someday. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqiri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Hmm. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, in adultery, fornication, watching some filth on the television screen or internet sites, or filthy magazines in our hands. We don't know when the angel will squeeze out the soul from our bodies. My beloved Allah, protect us from the difficulties of Sakarat, from the azab of Qabr, from the azab of Hashar. Cause us to cross full Sirat like lightning, enter into Jannat without any reckoning. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein hoti. وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he prayed for us, how much he loved us. یا اللہ, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. This part of the night, my beloved Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problems, the tests, the trials, the sicknesses and diseases of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Remove their difficulties, their pain, their sorrow, their grief and their problems. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, گش اجتماعات تعلیم کو قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. Except all workers of deen, my Allah. Bless everyone with ikhlas. Those who have passed away, my Allah, fill the graves with noor. Fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.